Now back to the best in classic radio on Hollywood 360.
It's so great to have Sarah in studio, Sarah Adamson. Hey, what's going on, Sarah?
Oh, not much, Carl. I'm happy to be here, too.
How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was wonderful. Yeah. With family, of course.
Yeah.
Just great.
What was the last big event you were at? Was it the Cannes or was it somewhere else? Or
Cannes was pretty cool.
You got to tell me a little, just tell me one Cannes story before we get going here.
Oh, gosh.
Sarah, of course, is our movie critic here on Hollywood 360. She's amazing. And you can go to her website, sarahsbackstagepass.com, and check out all of her reviews of movies and TV shows. Not only movies, TV shows too,
yes,
right?
Yes, the TV critic
You've
now with Critics' Choice, both branches, yes.
Amazing.
Yeah, so Cannes was pretty cool. Chaz Ebert from RogerEbert.com took me under her wing and interviewed me on camera, and that was pretty cool. That was my Cannes moment.
Yeah. Now, she lives in the Chicago area?
She does, yes.
I love her. She's awesome. And is she doing movie reviews, too? Is she like movie critic?
She's a producer, actually.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Yes. She's all kinds of... She is jack of all trades, actually, yeah. As far as film is concerned.
All right. Tell me a couple of stars that you saw at Cannes that make me jealous.
Well, Spike Lee, of course.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
Yeah.
You sat with him, right? You were right next to him at the table?
No, I saw him on the red carpet.
Okay.
Yeah, he's pretty...
Who else was there?
Pretty great. Well, we had all the guys from, and some of the people from Red Rocket Film.
Okay.
Yeah, Chris Berghoff, Sean Baker, writers, directors. Yeah, it was great.
So what movies should we be looking for? What do you think is going to get nominated this year?
Well, you know, the Oscar Awards are right around the corner.
Yeah. Oh, so we know who was nominated, but who do you think is going to win?
No, we don't know nominations yet. Those come out in February.
All right. Okay.
The awards are March 27th. So for Best Picture, I just want to talk about Belfast.
Belfast.
Okay. I have not reviewed that yet for Hollywood 360. I just saw it last week.
So you get sent because you're in the Academy, you get sent all these films, and she sees all these films way ahead of time. And I'm very jealous of that. So Belfast is one of them?
Yes, Kenneth Branagh. And, you know, and he is English, although he is...
It's across the pond.
Although he is born, he was born in Ireland.
Uh-huh.
And it's all about
Northern
Ireland.
Well, that's across the pond, too.
Yes, I love the story because it's a universal love story about family, community, and country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you think that has a good shot? Best Picture?
There's a really big buzz about that. But I also loved King Richard.
I have
reviewed that for Hollywood 360.
Right, I remember. You like that one a lot. Is it at the theaters now?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay,
it's Will Smith.
Yes. Is the two daughters, the Venus and what's the other one?
Serena, yes.
That's
Vanessa and Serena.
So he's probably going to get nominated, right?
Oh, I think so, for sure.
Okay.
And you know, the woman that plays his wife, Anjanine Ellis, she had wonderful narrative role.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I was really happy to see that.
Okay.
She's the buffer between he and the family.
Yeah.
And she may be nominated for Best Supporting Actress, which I hope she is.
And she's like sort of an unknown, really. I mean, she's not a big star.
Right.
So what other movies should we be looking for?
Well, Best Actor, as I said, would be... Will Smith.
Yeah.
But he's really enjoyed Benedict Cumberbatch in Power of the Dog.
Power of the Dog.
Yes. And that is from Netflix. And that is an event that I went to and was able to meet and talk with the stars.
So I have Netflix. I can go and watch that movie?
Yes, you can.
Now.
Yes.
Power of the Dog.
Yes.
Have you heard of that, Lisa?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
It's an interesting
movie.
What's
it about?
Well, it's Jane Campion. Mm. And she did The Piano years ago, New Zealand director.
Yeah.
This takes place in the 1920s, Montana.
Mm. Okay.
And Benedict Cumberbatch is a rancher.
Well,
he's a cowboy.
He's a rancher. Wow, that's a stretch for him. Oh, my
Story of two brothers and regret, loss.
10 seconds. What other movies should we definitely see?
Oh, my goodness. Well, Best Animated Feature. We always like to get those... family films in Luca, Maya and the Lost Dragon, and The Mitchells versus the Machine. First two from Disney, last one Netflix.
All right, go to sarahsbackstagepass.com. Check her out there.